They give you two strips to go in the back of the air conditioner so it levels it out. And so now the whole thing will sit up just a little bit higher.
And then, so your center of gravity's gone up as well.
That's right. So you better slow it down going down the freeway. And then when you tighten it down, you tighten it down to about 50% of the gasket as you go around it. And I don't know. I just like it. I like it for because it's a lot simpler looking. It seems like it's going to be a lot more sturdy. And if it does have a plug, it's not going to drip inside the trailer. It's going to drip on the outside. I don't know. It's very simple and very much improved, but the cost is still very much high for what it is.
Well, supply and demand. How many suppliers are there for these things? One.
Yeah, yeah. Now this is a Dometic part, and if I'll just read it, the part number is 3107688.016. And it actually works on a number of Dometic air conditioners, not just the Penguin. Where before, the other one only worked on the Penguin.
Right.
So it's a good deal. It works on the Penguin and the Brisk Air and their high-performance model. So there you go. I like it. It looks like it'll last and hold up. So I have a detailed blog post, and I'll put a link to it.
So did Dometic send you that?
No, I didn't wait for that. No, I went to our new dealer in town.
And
as I was dropping off some books,
I was about to say, and your new book as well.
Yes, yes. I picked it up for them, and then I picked up a book. It wasn't Volcom, though. It was the Trempro.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They had the Trempro there. So, yeah, because when I said, oh, you got some Volcom or sealant or something, and she said...
They said, what's that?
Yeah, she said, no, it's Dicor, she tried to call it. I'm like, Dicor? I said, you can use Dicor on Airstream. I says, no, it's over here, it's Trempro. But it used to be Volcom. She's like, really? This is their... their parts manager. So she looked it up in the computer to figure out what to charge me. And she says, oh, it does say Volcom in the computer.
Well, wow.
There you go.
They're new.
Yeah, yeah. They're still learning. There's a little learning curve there. But anyway, yeah, pretty cool system. And I know, have you sold many of these, Colin?
Well, when we put air conditioners on trailers, yeah, we install them, but we're not typically, you know, putting on lots of air conditioners. We go through, you know, on major restorations, you put one on and it may take you 6 months or a year or whatever it is to do the trailer, so
yeah.
It's not like we're cranking them out. I keep a spare one in stock all the time just in case, but
right. Right. Yeah, it's a good thing to have.
Yep.
So yeah, check it out, people. If you're adding an air conditioner, I ran past a news article a couple weeks ago that it was a good year in sales for Airstream last year.
It was. Yeah. And I'm guessing they were sort of catching up from the bad sales years of recent ones.
Yeah, it could be. It says they actually hired 100 new workers there last year to keep up with the demand.
Yeah, so no, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that is good. Got to keep those trailers flowing, man. Are they still the longest trailer company in business? The oldest one or something?
Yeah. Yeah, that's still the claim. I think Shasta's been around for an awfully long time as well, but it started later. But it's been continuous, I believe. I think Shasta, a little like Airstream too, it's gone through an assortment of management shifts. So,
yeah. I want to talk about English wheels. Do you know anything about English wheels?
Not a lot. I don't even know if they came from England, but that's what they're known as in the in the metal fabrication world, street rod world, etc. I'm guessing they came about during the coach-built car era of, you know, the teens and 20s and 30s, I suppose, where there's a lot of